looking for the blessed hope. We heard from Brother Nader, what happens if we're all caught up in this world, in ungodliness? And I'll add one more. What happens when we're discouraged about all that's around us? What happens when we're cast down? What happens when we look around and we see the hopeless situation? In fact, we can look around us and not only see what is hopeless in the world, but we see the failure in testimony of the church of God that's been given responsibility in this world, which we need to own before the Lord. And we can look at these things and we can get discouraged. But when we think looking first of all for the blessed hope, you know that it was discouragement when the disciples were discouraged that the Lord Jesus introduced this idea. It's not an idea. This truth of the blessed hope. He says in John 14 to his disciples, "Ye believe in God, believe also in me." He tells them, "Let not your heart be troubled." They were discouraged and troubled because he was leaving them. But then he goes on to tell them that he was going to prepare a place. And for what purpose? The first purpose, where I am. The first expression was the expression of his own heart. The heart of the Lord, that where I am, you will be also. I want you to be with me. I'm going to prepare a place that is suitable for you to come and enjoy fellowship, communion together. Where I am, you may be also. And he expresses his own heart to them. This is encouraging. Because all of this comes and stems from the counsels of God in eternity past. The love of God that has been displayed to us through the person of his Son. That he has purpose to bring us into blessing, but not just that. He has purpose to bring us into a place of blessing and eternity with him. Yes. But Brother Wagdi said it this morning. Ultimately, the purpose of all this is for the glory of Christ in eternity to come. The glory of Christ. The glory of his grace. And so he sets our hearts and attention on things to come. That's how we find encouragement. Because it's in time, as we look around us, that discouragement could come in. You see, when the disciples were discouraged in John chapter 14, it was in time. They were discouraged because why? He was leaving them. Now what? And now what are we going to do? How are we going to go on? And what does the Lord do? He sets their attention and their affection on what is to come. That's exactly like the Apostle Paul. What did the Apostle Paul say? One thing I do. I press on for the prize. Yes, and what was the prize? The goal. You see, he's running a race. And everyone who runs a race has their eyes, their motivation, their purpose is to get to the finish line. It's the finish line. I've got to get there. What is it for the believer? There's a finish line, but it's not a line. It's not the first one past the laser. No. It's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. He's the finish line, if we can say it that way. He is the one who is the object. He is the one who would attract our hearts to look at what is to come and not look at the present situation and condition of things. Because when we look up and we see this blessed hope, looking for the blessed hope, and this, beloved, set before us what we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. It's just like the believers in Thessalonians. They were also discouraged. How was the encouragement presented to them? The blessed hope. The rapture. The coming of the Lord for His saints. And in 1 Thessalonians 4, we read that the Lord Himself, He doesn't send a delegation of angels. No. Or Michael, the archangel. No. The Lord Himself descends in order to gather for Himself those whom He has purchased, His bride, and those whom He has loved, and those that He has gone to prepare a place for. The Lord Himself comes. And this was encouraging to the saints in Thessalonica, because Paul could set their attention on the finish line. And this is what is here, looking for the blessed hope. That is the Lord Jesus coming for His saints, for those whom He has redeemed. And if we want to just help for our understanding, this is not the second coming. Though the glory of Christ in all of this is the purpose of it all. But before He comes to appear in glory, as we heard from 2 Thessalonians, then all the world will see Him and He will be glorified. And every knee will bow and confess Him as King of Kings then, and Lord of Lords then. But who comes with Him then? We are coming with Him at such a time, because we have been taken up already in the rapture to be forever with the Lord. He's coming for us. But when He is glorified, we will be coming with Him. That second coming, where He is coming to be glorified. And I believe, if we can separate them, looking for the blessed hope, which speaks to us of that coming for His saints, and then the glorious appearing, where everyone shall see Him, know Him, bow before Him, that is His coming to reign in glory. And then the beautiful thing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it goes all the way back to our first study, where we understand that the Word became flesh. Yes, the eternal Son, but ever God. Ever our Savior, but ever God the Son, eternal, who became Son of Man. The deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, is just one. And so we can be encouraged, because we can have our eyes set on the finish line. We can have our eyes set on Christ in glory, because you know what? He's waiting for that day. He is waiting for that day much more, if we can actually put it this way, than we are. Because He's waiting for the day where He will reap the fruit of the travail of His soul and will be satisfied then. Yes. He is anticipating that day when His bride will be gathered up to be with Him. And it is for His eternal glory. We shall be for the praise of His eternal glory. What a wondrous day that will be. All of this will be gone. And we shall be forever with the Lord. Might this encourage us and challenge us? Because as we set our sights on things above, it helps us then to go all the way back grace of God that teaches us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Why? Because we look for a city. We look for our blessed Lord and Savior who's coming soon to redeem us to Himself.